Mission Network News, 4.5 minute version for Thursday, April 14th, 2005, in 3, 2, 1. Egypt's believers are wary as change sweeps the nation. A Jordanian Christian widow celebrates the power of prayer, and Buckner is commemorating a decade in Russia. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Terrorism headlines today's news. Last week's bombing in Cairo, Egypt, may be one indicator that terrorism is on the rise. IN Network's Rody Rodehaver says while all terrorism concerns him, this one's especially troubling.
This has been a relatively quiet country from the standpoint of overt terrorism. There is a lot of change going on, wanting to have open elections, and those types of things will stir up radical Islamic movement.
IN Network trains pastors and lay leaders all over the Middle East. Rodehaver is hopeful.
I would hope that democracy does provide more freedom for our workers to share the gospel, to be more overt with their faith, to relax some of the encounters that we've had with the secret police and things like that who monitor what we do.
He says prayer is vital.
This is not democracy against theocracy, but this is, in fact, a battle against spiritual darkness.
Meanwhile, school children in tsunami-ravaged Sri Lanka are just returning to school. While that routine is slowly becoming reestablished, the food situation remains unsettled for many children. In response, World Vision started a 2-month school feeding program to provide food to more than 40,000 kids in 8 regions. While not overtly evangelistic, teams find a compassionate response to overwhelming need opens doors to share the gospel of Christ. You're listening to Mission Network News. Believers in Jordan can be harassed for practicing their faith, but Open Doors is reporting triumph for a Jordanian Christian widow. The Amman Court of Islamic Law revoked the legal guardianship of the children's Muslim uncle and ordered him to repay misspent funds to the orphan's trust accounts. The children's mother, Siam Kanda, has been in custody court battle since 1998. Open Doors has been appealing for prayers and letters on her behalf for years. We turn next to China. International attention toward the religious repression of Christians is being documented throughout the nation. However, China Partner Ministries' Eric Berkland says the picture is incomplete. Their teams have found quite a different story in Hangzhou on China's east coast.
This particular church is going to be the largest church facility in China when it's completed. Their dedication service for this particular new church building will be in May. And I am going to represent China Partner at this opening dedication service.
Berkland says it's a trend that China Partner has seen over the last few years.
The government is giving permission for these churches to be built. In many cases, governments are actually giving free land to local churches. And so we're just very excited to see what God is doing in a country that is still run by communism, and yet seems to be showing increased open doors.
And Buckner Orphan Care International has been helping connect children with families all over the world for years. Well, this year, they're celebrating a decade of work in Russia. Buckner's Amy Norton says they're doing something special to celebrate.
The November shoe trip will actually be a joint 10-year anniversary trip and shoe trip together in St. Petersburg with an opportunity to really do some wonderful ministry with the kids.
Norton's talking about their Shoes for Orphan Souls trip. New shoes are collected, short-term volunteers give them to kids, and the local church helps with vacation Bible school, crafts, and games. This trip will also serve as a celebration of relationships.
Some of the children we've actually watched grow up there over these 10 years, and orphanage directors we've been working for this period of time, and government officials, to really also honor them, honor the lives that they've changed through our partnership together.
More people are needed to go to Russia. Go to our website if you're interested. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Network News is now offering monthly church bulletin inserts featuring the latest mission news that can help motivate people for missions in your church. Call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. You can see a sample and subscribe at our website, missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.